531. A new concept in food environments, the Food Haven, developed by AUT researchers at the Child and Youth Health Research Centre as part of the recommendations from the New Zealand Health Survey, aims to reduce high obesity rates among Māori and Pacific peoples. We're joined now by Dr. Randilaite Kamik, co-author of the New Zealand Health Survey, a lecturer at Public Health at AUT's Department of Public Health for more. Nisan Bolovinaka, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Randilaite.
Bolovinaka, Brian, thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show, and thank you again for your time today. So firstly, can you give us an overview of some of the main findings of the New Zealand Health Survey, please?
Yeah, so according to the Ministry of Health, and I was a part of the New Zealand Health Survey, but just looking at the New Zealand Health Survey, and this is from the 2019 and 2020 data that we have access to, it shows that obesity is a big issue in New Zealand. One in three adults were reported to be obese, and of that number, around 60% are Pacific, followed by Māori, which is around 47%. So for Māori and Pacific, obesity is a major problem, and among our young people as well, for childhood obesity, it's an issue. I don't think that is new news. I think we've known this for a very long time. But what I think is telling is that those numbers and those concerns haven't really changed over the last few years, which signals a need for us to change the way we might address obesity, but also the issue around the health of our people.
And one of those, as per the findings or research, is food environments and their power to transform either, positively or negatively. We're going to talk more on food havens, but just yes. Elaborating on food environments a bit more, please, Randilaite.
Yeah, so food environments encompass all of the surroundings that are associated with food. So these could be the physical surroundings, the economic surroundings, or the context that we might consume, share, or even enjoy our food in. So looking at this issue from a food environment perspective is different to looking at this issue from an individual perspective. So I think at the moment, or what I think we need to shift away from, is looking at food and the obesity issue as an individual problem. It's actually a society problem that we should be addressing from a systems approach. So the food environment that we look at in our work is trying to look at obesity and the issue of obesity, particularly among our Pacifica and our Māori populations, as a systems issue that we should have a look at, or that we should try to find solutions to. Because eating food isn't just about what's in front of us. It's also around the context, why we would eat food a particular way, who we are sharing food with. And so all of those things, I think we need to take a closer look at when we're looking at this issue.
And working in well with our, cultural beliefs as Pacifica, we never talk about the individual as such, but we always refer as the family, or extended family. Yeah. Now, with that, Food Haven, a recommendation, it conjures up, some pictures in that. Talk to me about this concept of Food Haven, please, Randilaite.
Well, it started off with me and my children. So I was trying to find, on a Saturday where I could take my children and it would be kind of an experience. And the people I talked to, they spoke to me about places far away from where I was. And I sort of thought, well, what about a space where we can take our children, where we can enjoy some sort of community feeling, we can look at food that is familiar to us, food that we can actually pronounce, that we can really enjoy. And so that's where the Food Haven concept came, was we need to start framing the great food places that we have in our own communities in a way that other people can recognize and other people will want to go to. And I mean, I know you know, and I know our community know of some great food places that are run by and driven by the community that sell our Pacifica food, that try to incorporate healthy options as well. It's about elevating those spaces and making it a little bit more known to people outside of South Auckland, but also just to our communities as well.
How will the concept of Food Haven, you know, help to tackle our higher big city rates among Māori and Pasifika communities, please?
So a lot of this work has been based on work we've done with youth entrepreneurs. And this started when some work in Fiji that we've carried on into South Auckland. And then now this concept of Food Haven we're trying to develop it. And what we're finding is that our young people particularly, they've got some really great connections with the community, whether it's online or, you know, with their school or their youth community. And it's about harnessing those connections. And when it comes to food is something that brings people together all the time, and especially with our young people. So what we wanted to do with Food Haven was we wanted to create a concept that actually brought people together around food in a space that they were familiar with, that they could define for themselves. So the idea of Food Haven is about people in our community actually defining what it is for them. So it could be a workspace that is a food haven for you, where all your work colleagues come together, have ownership of it, decide on the type of food that everybody likes to eat, that is a little bit more healthier than your other food, and you all own it. And for me, that's more of that will lead to more sustainable outcomes than actually providing something where people may or may not go to, that's a little bit more different, is a little bit harder to access. It could be in a school space, like a community garden farm, or in the cafeteria. So it can be in your own backyard, so to speak, rather than something that is geographically located where you have to come to all the time.
Something that we could look at in terms of policy-wise, especially, you know, as we talked about earlier, Randi Laite, about the problem of obesity, you know, NCDs amongst Māori and Pasifika communities in particular.
Yeah, so the food environment is influenced by government rules and regulations, by the food industry, and by our societal processes. So when we create a food environment that we own, that we're able to buy into, then that has the opportunity to be supported and resourced by those different groups. So at the moment, we're talking to we have been talking to youth entrepreneurs who have a really good understanding of what it feels like from a government, from the rules and regulations that they have to follow and processes, and also competition with other food outlets and other food industry spaces. What we are doing with this Food Haven concept is that once we're able to define it within our own community, they have more ownership, then we're able to scale it up and then identify the resourcing and the support that government, that the food industry, and that culturally that we could all support. So for us, it's really about a grassroots level type of an approach that we're already talking to some local bodies about, and they're interested in this concept of Food Haven and how we might align and collaborate. But for us, this is really a community, it's a space for our community to own and define, and then hopefully with a collective action we can come, you know, we can identify the resourcing, the processes, and also what they can be doing to improve the health of their families, their communities, and also the food system that we have in South Auckland.
Do we have a time frame, in terms of implementation?
Yeah, well, that's always interesting to have nut out at the moment. So, I mean, at the moment, over the next sort of 6 months, We are talking to people within different stakeholders, government, industry, as well as at the community level. We are talking about the food haven concept, the definitions of food havens, how that might work. Depending on those conversations, we will think about how we might position this within the broader context of community and other organizations moving forward. But at the moment, we're looking at a 6-month timeline. And then from there, we'll look at, you know, what's next and how we can improve on that.
For people wanting to find out more information or to, you know, to get involved, how can they contact you or get in touch with the team?
Well, the team, we're based out of AUT in South Campus, the Centre for Child, Youth and Research. But also I'm part of the Pacific Research Centre at AUT as well. So you can contact me in any of those centres if you just go to the website. But our paper that explains this probably much better is in the Journal of Health, International Journal of Health Promotion. So if you use my last name and Food Haven, you should be able to find the article there.
Dr. Randi Laite, Kamek, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for your time. Vinaka Vakalevo, and have a great day. Thank you.
You too, Brian. Thank you.